This is What a Weird Week. Bears escaping, things falling from the sky, and a complete scientific game changer when it comes to flipping a coin.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week show. 10 weird things that happened this week from the news, of the news, in the news, one of those things. And if you want show notes, a transcript, if you want podcast stuff, you can click our website, which is shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Let's get into it. This is What a Weird Week for Friday, April 5th, 2024.
10.
Kicking things off this week, it's from Hoops Hooper, the weird news guru at UPI, the story about something that happened a few weeks ago to this family in Naples, Florida. Alejandro Otero was on the news. Wink News interviewed him about the weird thing that happened. The headline is, Object that crashed through Florida roof may have come from the International Space Station. At time of recording, NASA still looking into this thing. The 2-pound object looks like it's manufactured. No doubt about it. Doesn't look like a rock. Cylinder-like object. And it came smashing through Alejandro Otero's roof. According to the folks at Wink News, it's not from an airplane. The same day it happened, there were reports of other space debris falling to Earth. So pretty sure space debris is the answer here. But this is scary. It's weird news when things fall from the sky and land in someone's house. But this one smashed through the roof and through another floor of the house. It hit with such impact. And someone was in the house at the time. Alejandro's son was in the house. That's scary. Nobody got hurt. But if you're in the path of one of these space debris objects, that ain't going to be pleasant. And my understanding is there is a lot of space debris up there, you guys. Is it time to head into the bunker? If it is, send me a DM, would you? Or 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, iTunes. Also appreciated.
9.
Number 9 from India Today, the story of the bear that escaped a zoo. It's been a little while since we had a bear story. We featured bears ringing doorbells and waiting for people to answer the door so they could eat the person. That's my theory on those things that occurred. But anyway, bears are certainly sneaky and intelligent, you guys, based on the news articles that we featured on this program. So this one from India Today broke on April the 1st. It's always hard to trust a news story that comes out on April the 1st. But this one appears to be legit about a zoo in India where the bear escaped. And listen to what happened. They had like a storm, a windstorm, and a tree falls. A tree blows over and it fell in such a way into the bear's enclosure that the bear was able to use the tree, the fallen tree trunk, to climb to freedom. Now, at time of recording, this bear is still on the loose. They're armed with tranquilizer guns in the area. They've closed the zoo. They're putting traps around. It is Operation Find the Bear right now, and that's where we are with this one. I'll tell you one thing. They're going to rethink having trees in bear enclosures, right? They should have already thought of that because we've all seen the documentary, The Penguins of Madagascar. Those animals, once they get organized, they're going to be knocking trees over now. I mean, I guess we're going to have the trees in cages also. If you're running a zoo, you're going to have enclosures for the animals. And then also, we're going to have to lock up the trees. I don't know. I'm not a solutions guy, really. Up next, it's a game changer about the science of flipping a coin. Also, the Gathering of Kyles is back in the news. Catching you up on the top 10 weird news stories of the week, this is What a Weird Week.
8.
It's another one from Hoops Hooper, a story that came out last fall, but Hoops did an article on it this week. Coin tosses. This one didn't get a lot of coverage when it came out in the fall, I've seen just as much coverage now after Hoops Hooper did his article. The research indicates, and it's literally game-changing, when you flip a coin, it's not 50-50 odds. There are hundreds of thousands of coin flips that were documented in the original article that came out in the fall when they looked into this study. And all different kinds of currency are involved. It's not just one certain coin or whatever, one certain denomination or one certain nation's currency. So if you look at a coin before a coin toss and it's heads, if it's showing heads and then you flip the coin, it's more likely to end up heads again. Essentially, it's a tiny bit more likely that you're going to end up with whatever the coin started at when you flip a coin. like 50.8%. Almost 50-50, but it's not exactly 50-50. And I want to know more about why it happens, and can we harness the power of that 0.8%? Take our life savings to Vegas and retire wealthy.
7.
Kyle, Texas, back in the news. We talked about this before. For the last 5 years, Kyle, Texas has been attempting to set a world record. And the record is people with the same name, same place. The most people with the same name in the same place at once. You might remember we talked about the Ryan Rodeo before on this program. It's a similar event for Ryan's. It has not set the world record. It's currently people named Ivan in Europe. Right now, there's a European dominance with this same name world record. So Kyle, Texas are hoping that this is their year. If your name is Kyle or you know someone named Kyle, they're going hard on the press release now. Please book your flight. Get yourself to Kyle, Texas. They need a win. Last year, they had almost 1,500 Kyles at the Gathering of Kyles, but that's not enough. Right now, the Ivans who have the world record, all the Ivans, it's like 2,300 and something Ivans. That's the world record. So we have to beat that one. And I'm kind of pulling for you, Kyle, Texas. It's been 5 years of no wins, and that can get frustrating. May 18th, Kyle, Texas, the Gathering of Kyles. Next, in case you missed it, there is some new eclipse food in the news. This is What a Weird Week. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Still free, you guys, still free to subscribe.
6.
Eclipse flavored Sun Chips in the news. The promotion department at Sun Chips has got the brand in the news with a limited edition flavor that will be given away during the total eclipse, which means 4 minutes and 27 seconds of totality. That's when you can get the new flavor, Solar Eclipse Limited Edition Pineapple Habanero and Black Bean Spicy Gouda Sun Chips. Quote from the press release, beginning at 1:33 p.m. Central Time on April the 8th, as the eclipse casts its shadow over U.S. soil, eager fans can get their hands on the new flavor at sunchipssolareclipse.com while supplies last. They also hired an astronaut to help them celebrate the solar snack event. We have a link in the show notes if you'd like to learn more, or perhaps where you're at, you would be eligible to take advantage of this wonderful, flavorful promotion.
5.
This is the weirdest snake story you're going to hear all week, which is a bold claim, I know. What do you get? Dozens, probably. Dozens of snake stories each week. But I stand by my claim. How about this? If I'm wrong about the snake story, you let me know with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is the story of this pet snake that had been missing for a year and then shows up. And how it showed up and where it showed up is absolutely bonkers. The story out of the UK, the snake is named Agnes. Agnes, the pet corn snake, which had been missing for a year and then turned up on top of the neighbor's garage after it was dropped by a crow. So after a year of being missing, the snake gets dropped by a crow onto the neighbor's garage. Like, what? Why? How? What? At first, they didn't even know it was Agnes. It was just, hey, a bird dropped a snake on our garage roof. Upon further investigation, the neighbor was like, is this Agnes? And it was, you guys. It was Agnes. Next, more weirdness in the sky this week and the coolest bacteria shoes you'll ever own. Listening to the What a Weird Week program. It's weird news, you guys. Weird news.
4.
This is from ABC7, another mysterious thing in the sky. The headline was, streaking lights that lit up SoCal night sky were caused by Chinese space junk re-entry, experts say. For a while, people didn't know what the heck was going on in the sky above them. And when you see the footage, pretty impressive. It looks like a bunch of shooting stars or something like that, except they don't burn out. They just keep going and going and going. So people at first, of course, you jump to the first natural explanation, which is therefore aliens. And then after that, people thought SpaceX. And then finally, things were ruled out. And upon further investigation, most people online are quite confident that what we saw was older space junk from a Chinese space module. So the UFO became an FO.
Three.
If you're like me and you wear shoes, this one might be of interest for you. An article came out this week from PopSci, and it's about shoes made from bacteria. And listen, they're not the greatest looking shoes I've ever seen, but I'm no fashionista. I wear Crocs a lot. If they could get bacteria Crocs going, I'm in. I'm first in line. Because it's sustainable, it's going to save the planet if we all wear bacteria shoes. That's sort of me paraphrasing the science involved in the bacteria shoes article from PopSci. The textile industry can be hard on the planet and hard on our natural resources, so they're figuring out a way to grow bacteria cellulose. And this material could be a leather substitute and better for the environment than plastic. And wonderful, ugly shoes can be made of it. If you want to see a photo, actually, some of the shoes that cost a lot of money, I would say these bacteria shoes are as good looking, if not better looking, than some of those very, very expensive name brand shoes. You be the judge. Photo in the show notes or click shownotes.page. Next, the luckiest salmon in the world. Should I sing it? The luckiest salmon. Jimmy, post-production note, edit out that part where I'm singing about the salmon. Unless you hate me. We are almost to the number one weird story of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show.
Two.
The salmon truck crash that was in the news. This headline from the BBC. Truck crash spills live salmon into wrong river. This is from Oregon. Or Oregon. I always say it wrong. I try to say it both ways. And somehow I say it wrong twice. United States of America. A truck that was carrying live salmon crashed before it got to its destination where the live salmon were going to be released. But where the truck crashed, there was a creek, Looking Glass Creek, and 70-some thousand salmon made it into the creek. And now the experts say some of those salmon are going to return to spawn in Looking Glass Creek. I don't want to make light of it. Not all the fish made it. The driver did sustain minor injuries. The driver's going to be okay. The fact that this crash could have occurred, like the fish could have been in the middle of the highway somewhere, but instead, the way the crash occurred, many of the fish spilled into Looking Glass Creek. What are the odds of that? When they make the movie version of this, it's going to be a scene where the driver at the last minute knows he's going to crash, and he's like, I got to get the fish into the water if I can just swerve at the last minute. That's the scene. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that into the Hallmark holiday film version of Merry Fishmas, but it's going to work, you guys. Hallmark, you've got to get in touch. I've got a million ideas. Honorable mention. Music that makes pasta taste better. The folks at Barilla, I practiced all week. Barilla, that one. Barilla Pasta. They've commissioned an award-winning composer and an experimental psychologist to create music for specific types of pasta, like they did a composition for spaghetti, one for rigatoni, a number of different pastas. And according to this article, it's supposed to make the pasta taste better. Essentially, I'm kind of paraphrasing, they get into a deep dive on the overall experience of eating the pasta, whatever. I'm doing a deep dive, right? I'm reading this article and I'm about halfway through and then I'm like, wait a second, this might be a publicity stunt. They do talk about the science of it and all that, so, and I'm not a scientist, you guys. I do enjoy pasta, so I feel like I'm entitled to a certain amount of opinion on this one. Anyway, we link to the article and also the music if you want to enjoy the music and enjoy some pasta and see if it does taste better to you. When I eat, I'm such a loud breather, a wheezer, a gasper, a loud chewer, I'm not going to hear any music. The people around me aren't going to hear any music. They're going to be like, all I can hear is you chewing, Scott. And that is not enjoyable. Honorable mention two. Another honorable mention this week. This one was all over the news. How they want to have moon standard time so we'll all know what time it is on the moon. We can all be on the same page as to what time it is on the moon. When somebody on the moon walks up to you and says, "Do you know what time it is?" you'll be able to say with confidence, "Yes. Yes, I do." Because NASA has developed lunar time. That's kind of the whole story. I mean, as more and more missions to the moon are in the news, people are going to need to know what time it is. I recommend moon o'clock as one of the times on the moon clock. If we could have moon o'clock, I just think it has a ring to it. Next is our number one story about an April Fool's prank that went wrong. Catching you up on the weird news of the week, this is What a Weird Week.
One.
The top story this week is a result of April Fool's Day, not one of my favorite days. I do not like the pranks, the surprises. This one's kind of funny. It got picked up by a lot of official news orgs, but I have some skepticism about it. First, here's what happened. A business in the Philippines, described as a food shop, posted on their social media, "Hey, we've got this prize money if you get our logo tattooed on your forehead." That's me paraphrasing. Prize money amount would be roughly $2,400 American. Well, somebody did it. Somebody tattooed the logo on their forehead and then commented, "Hey, I did it. Here's a photo. Where my money at?" Again, that's me paraphrasing. Then the food shop deleted the original post and put up another post saying, "Hey, everyone, April Fools, right? Pranks, right, guys? Pranks." Again, a paraphrase. Then people started feeling bad for the forehead tattoo fellow, and some other businesses stepped up and said, "We'll give you money. Take our money, because money will make you feel better." And maybe, I guess they were thinking, if you get enough money, you can have the tattoo removed. I don't know. Those are all, again, me speculating and paraphrasing. Specu-phrasing. It's a word. Look that up. It's a word, I'm pretty sure. So a lot of people got publicity out of this one. Some good publicity, some bad publicity. But here's where I'm suspicious. Did all of it really happen that way? If the same thing happened to you, if you were in need of money and you saw some local shop advertising they would pay you money to get their logo tattooed on your forehead, would you just immediately drive to the tattoo parlor? Would you double check? Would you perhaps look at a calendar? Is today a day for pranks and hijinks? Like, maybe not an entire system of checks and balances, but I feel like there would be something, some checking involved before you get a tattoo on your forehead. So I have a few questions about this story, but it got picked up by credible news orgs, and maybe it'll remain a mystery. And I like a good mystery, but I also like a good solution. So, to be continued. And that's it. That is the What a Weird Week show for this week. If you want show notes or a transcript and that stuff, click shownotes.page or search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. Every weekend, you can hear this program on Funhouse Radio. So ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio, or you can see the link at shownotes.page. We'll catch you next week for another countdown of weird news.